Smoking foods in foil, pros and cons. Does cooking something in foil still allow the wood flavor to penetrate? It is a common question heard when it comes to hot smoking. In fact, there is even a technique called the Texas crutch that relies on wrapping meats like ribs, pork shoulder, and brisket in foil with 1 to 2 ounces of liquid into the foil and then sealing all ends tightly so no liquid or steam escapes. This process tenderizes and speeds the overall cooking process, which with hot smoking can be quite lengthy. Here's the thing. When you use this technique, you do so after the meat product has cooked to about 135 to 150 degrees Fahrenheit. That means a great deal of smoke flavor has already penetrated. What about if you start out cooking in foil? Let's look at the pros and cons of cooking in foil, information you can use for traditional oven cooking as well. Con number one, aluminum or aluminium leaches into foods that are wrapped in it. Current research indicates that the average person can tolerate about 2,400 milligrams of aluminum exposure per day due to a body's ability to excrete the small amounts of this metal efficiently. Therefore, any ingestion levels over this would be considered a health risk by the World Health Organization. Pro number one, aluminum foil is disposable. So it is a convenience. There is no cleanup when you cook foods in foil, and often there are recycling programs that accept used foil. It can save on degrading your cookware and grilling grates. Con number two, aluminum is found in other items like corn, yellow cheese, salt, herbs, spices, tea, cooking utensils, and in over-the-counter medications like antacids. A derived from aluminum is also used during the purification process of drinking water. These all must factor into the recommended daily intake of this metal, meaning you need to assess whether cooking in foil will put you over the daily recommended limit. Pro number two, aluminum foil aids in producing a convection heat, as it is an excellent heat conductor. Thus, cooking times can be significantly reduced when foods are placed in foil. Con number three, foods with higher levels of acid have a higher rate of leaching aluminum into them. This is true whether the acidic ingredient is in solid or liquid form. In fact, acidic liquids have a higher leaching rate than solids. Given this consideration when working with foods such as tomatoes, vinegar, and citrus items. Pro number three. Using aluminum foil can tenderize tougher cuts of meat when you include an ounce or two of liquid. Additionally, aluminum foil is leak-proof when you seal all ends. Con number four. When cooking in foil using acidic ingredients, both the appearance and taste of the foods can be altered by the reaction to aluminum. Often the tastes are described as metallic. Smoking considerations. From the smoking perspective, if you start the foods on the grill grates without any aluminum foil, cook until 135 to 150 degrees Fahrenheit internal temperature, and then wrap in foil to finish, you likely will find very little change in taste. Ingredients containing acid would have cooked down and not be at a level that would interact as aggressively with aluminum. If you do elect to cook on the smoker, charcoal grill, or LP grill with foil, know that you can see firsthand the reaction of the aluminum with food ingredients and even the wood molecules by the smoke vapor particles that develop on the outside surface of the foil. As foil is a heat conductor, it also is somewhat of a sponge and will steal some of the smoke vapor particles from the food. Remember, one of the key benefits to using aluminum foil is its ability to seal tightly, whether preventing spillage to a piece of cookware or sealing in liquids for cooking. Cooking smoked items wrapped in foil from the start to finish will not allow for full penetration of smoke vapor particles that account for the unique color, texture, and taste to foods. Plus, you likely will increase your risk of health issues with repeated exposure to high aluminum levels. We're grateful for this question submission and hope you found value in our information. We welcome all types of questions and encourage you to follow and subscribe to our social channels so you don't miss anything. We look forward to providing you with tips, techniques, recipes, and science for all types of wood-fired cooking.